Speaking on this program is Paul Meacham, Jr.
Why do you like to condemn other churches? Well, I can't say that we like to condemn other churches, but at the same time, there are many religions in the world today. Jesus claims to have built only one, to have bought only one, to be the head of only one. That means that all of these other religions that exist are contrary to His will. They're not His body. They're not His kingdom. They're not His church. They are the kingdoms and the churches of men rather than the kingdom and the church of Christ. Because of that, we as Christians are given the Bible so that we know what we must do in order to be pleasing to God. And one of those things is that we must teach the truth so that all in the world will know what the Bible says. You cannot possibly do that without sooner or later running across a certain denominational group that teaches something contrary to the Bible. And when people believe that, you have a choice. You can either leave them in their sin, leave them with their misunderstanding of God's Word, leave them doing what is wrong, or you can take them to God's Word, show them that the Bible condemns what they are doing, that the Bible calls them to repent, that the Bible shows them the correct path that they should walk, and that the Bible tells them how to enter into Christ's church. By doing that, it is not me or any other one preacher who condemns a particular religious group, who condemns some other church. But rather, when a group of people do wrong and do what's contrary to the Bible, it is the Bible that condemns what they're practicing. It's the Bible that condemns that particular denominational group, that particular church. We don't find any great pleasure in telling someone that they're doing something that is wrong. That's never pleasurable for any of us. But at the same time, we will all have to answer to God for the things that we do in this life. And if we have an opportunity to teach someone what the truth is, and we fail to do that, then we'll have to answer for that. I would rather hurt someone's feelings here on earth, I would rather make someone uncomfortable here on earth than to stand before God in the day of judgment knowing I had the opportunity to tell this person what the truth is and didn't take it. God has given us the responsibility of acting as lights in the world, and we cannot hide that light and still fulfill the role that our Master and Lord has given us.